You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the Kid Counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are talking through another control and safety theme. And this one is self-fixing. So we have gone through the other two, fixing play, which was truly just fixing, and then failure to fix. And so now we're moving into self-fixing. And this is interesting because when we understand that fixing can manifest itself in different ways and have different meanings, I think this is actually one of the deeper fixing themes. So when we see self-fixing behavior, this is actually when the child fixes something broken about him or herself. And the child is responsible for fixing it. So it's self-fixing, but it kind of has two parts. So the child not only is fixing something that he or she perceives to be broken, but then he or she is responsible for the fixing. So it's not the same thing when there's something broken about the child and a doctor fixes them, or there's something broken about the child and a parent fixes them. This is specifically there's something broken and then the child, him or herself, fixes the problem. So really fascinating. I think this is one of the themes that I think requires more vulnerability than some of the others, because the child has to openly and readily admit that they perceive that there is something broken about themselves, first of all. But then they have the courage and the problem solving and the wherewithal to address it by themselves. So really kind of fascinating. And there's a couple of meanings that I think, you know, are worth describing. So first, if the child feels that healing and changing and growing is solely up to them, they will actually do self-fixing play in the playroom. So when they realize this really is up to me, mom and dad aren't going to help me, the therapist isn't going to help me, and this can kind of be a double-edged sword. I feel like that should be something that I pause on for a second. Because in theory, the child is not alone. That's why you are there in the playroom with them. That's why you have the relationship with them that you do. That's why mom and dad are bringing the child to therapy. So the child does in fact have support, ideally, and the child does feel that there are other people that are willing to help. But there are times when a child realizes, I really need to do this on my own. And so either because they feel that no one will help them, or because they realize that ultimately it is up to them to help themselves, you will see self-fixing play emerge. And then another possible scenario is the child feels parentified or has been parentified in the family. And so therefore the child thinks that they are responsible for fixing everything, right? I have to fix mom and dad and my siblings and the fighting and the trauma and the anger and the whatever. So when you have kids that have been parentified or put in positions where they feel very burdened to be responsible for things and it's self-imposed pressure, you will often see that personality of child do a lot of self-fixing play. And it's really just because that has been their experience and that is what they are used to within the family dynamic. So that type of child will usually, and if you're not familiar with the house tree person, that's one of the assessments that we do as part of our initial session with the child. And so the questions that we ask usually give us some pretty helpful insight about where the child is. So when we ask who waters this tree, when the child says, I do, or when we ask who looks out for this person and the child says, I do, on the person drawing, that is typically the kind of child that will end up self-fixing thematically in play, because they feel the burden and pressure and weight of the anxiety of doing things that they at their age and in their role in the family should not be responsible for. So that parentified nature typically comes out in some self-fixing at times in the playroom. So that wraps up our three fixing themes. So we had fixing and failure to fix, and now self-fixing. And in next week's episodes, we're actually going to go into bridge building, which I love, especially if you do any work with sand play. Bridges are so amazing in sand work, and it's also amazing just in traditional child-centered play therapy as well. So we're going to dive into bridge building next time. But before I let you go, I want to remind you that we are rebooting our newsletter and our newsletter community and our readers. So if you go to playtherapypodcast.com, there will be a spot for you to send us your email and say that you'd like to be a part of our newsletter. We are making this therapist-only newsletter now. It used to be geared for parents, and I've had thousands of parents for a very long time participating in my newsletter, but I really think that this community is growing and expanding and passionate and excited. So I want to make sure that you all have an opportunity to have a newsletter as well. So playtherapypodcast.com, it will allow me to send you additional content that doesn't always make it into a podcast episode. So it won't be daily or weekly, but I want to be able to reach out to you via email. So if you are interested in hearing from me with some valuable content that I can't always have in a podcast, playtherapypodcast.com, you can sign up there. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. If you want to reach out to me, Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. I look forward to talking with you again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.